Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rosano, and this is another episode of the world famous The University Love, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. Today is Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? Today we are going to talk about why you, no matter what you do, the first thing you have to think, why you're doing it. When you want to create something, when you want to sell something to people, marketing comes first, okay? You know, I was sitting here yesterday and I was writing and I was thinking about, you know, writing and more writing and more writing. And I thought to myself, you know, it's great to say, hey, I'm going to write X, Y, Z. But what makes it work if somebody reads X, Y, Z? If you create a lot of YouTube videos and you're like, man, I'm not getting a lot of views. You want to start marketing your videos. You do not want to create content and nobody's watching. Yes, in the beginning, there's going to be a slow burn. But at some point, it's going to hit you. And it's going to hit you hard. And you're going to go, I'm doing a lot of work. I want people to see my content. I want people to see my business. The more eyeballs to see your stuff, the better off you will be. Everybody's not going to be a fan of you. That's okay. You're not looking for everybody to be a fan. What you are looking for is an audience. And the faster that you can get an audience, the more confidence you will get, the more like, hey, I'm really doing this. Because there's not many people who are going to just do show after show after show after show and they get very little views. A lot of people are going to quit and you don't want that. So whenever you want to create content, whenever you want to start a business, whenever you want to think marketing first. You have to put the marketing, you know, think about marketing. Make sure you have that down. Make sure you put that up front and make sure you, because it's very important. It's great that you make videos. It's great that you're funny. But if nobody knows you're funny, if nobody knows your videos are great, then it's not going to work. I was driving the other day and I saw this billboard. These two guys, they had a billboard that said, do you need content for your website? Do you need this for your website, that for your website? Go to www. And I thought, that is brilliant. That is offline marketing. If you have to do billboards, if you have to do cards, if you have to go put your flyer on people's cars, whatever you have to do, marketing, send people stuff in the mail, say, hey, I got a YouTube channel, check it out. Does not matter. You want to market it. You want to market yourself in every way possible, from Facebook, from social media, you know, to the LinkedIn, to the, if you get cards, postcards, telephone, Craigslist, newspaper, you name it, market yourself. You want people to see your stuff. You want people to know, hey, this business is here. You want to go where people are at. You want to go where people will see you. It is very important because you do not want, I wrote about this today. I wrote about this in Medium. I said, I'm writing more. I love writing. I love writing. I love to write, but I also want to get paid. I'm not writing. I write because I love to do it. I enjoy it. I like writing. I like writing poetry. I like writing stories. You know, I enjoy it very much. But at the same time, let's all be honest with each other. I also want to get paid. So what I did a few days ago, you know, I write a lot and post it on Medium. And I wrote it. I said, because I paid like some kind of thing for Medium, every year, and I said, you know what, I'm going to increase it this time because I want more eyeballs. And of course, you know, I had to get my website, you know, we had a little thing in the family, slow that down the last couple of weeks, but that's okay. But we're going to get the website up and running in the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to take all my content, reword it, get the SEO down pat, and then upload it on the website. But, you know, still you use places that, you know, have a lot of traffic so more people can see it. And so I went and I said, okay, I'm going to upgrade my subscription for Medium. And the reason why you upgrade is so more people can see it, because you want your stuff on these platforms. The one thing you can't do is try to be cheap. It's an investment in you. It's an investment in your business. It's an investment in the thing that you are trying to show people. Okay. It's not they want me to pay this amount of money or that amount of money. You know, you want to be able to secure customers. You want to be able to get customers. However you get them. You know, I know free is my favorite word, but sometimes you can't always get them for free. Sometimes you have to pay. And in the world of convoluted content, you have to separate, you know, and say, hey, here I am, you know, check out my stuff. Some people are going to like it. Some people are not. That's okay. What you're looking for is an audience. What you are looking for are customers who are going to come back, read your stuff, sign up for your email list, buy your products, buy the things that you are selling. That is what you're looking for. You know, you want to start making money. It's great to have a love for something. If you have a love of something and you're doing it and you're like, I don't want to get paid, then it's a hobby. You know, if you want to turn something into a career, go for that. But remember, you want to start, the faster you can start getting paid, the better off you will be. I remember when I started doing the podcast the first month, no monies. I remember they said, hey, you know, you've been recording for a month. You want to do these little ads for, at the time it was Anchor before Spotify bought it. They said, you want to do these ads and we'll pay you. I said, cool, sure. And I started doing ads, and I remember I started checking my little account, and I started making money, and I said, man, this is cool. More people are listening. I'm starting to get paid, you know, and it's going great. I just got a thing today. It said, you know, I have like 200 views on YouTube, something like that. I uploaded it. I haven't put, you know, I upload every day, but I haven't put, you know, like, you know, let me go do SEO for YouTube. I've just been uploading them. So I got to go. Got to figure out, you know, the SEO, the all this, all that. Get my page all nice on YouTube, and I can get more subscribers. Even got a subscriber today. But the main thing is, you want to make sure that you are working on your marketing. You want to make sure you are, you know, really ramping up the marketing. I'm telling you, cards. You know, if you have to go to these kind of meetings or lunches or whatever you got to do, you know, networking, you want to start doing all that. You know, the more you get out there, the better off you will be. All right, ladies and gentlemen, marketing, marketing, marketing. Whenever you think, I want to do, you know, Shopify market, you know, anything you want to do, think marketing as well. You know, have marketing right in front, because the more people know you, the better off you will be. You know, if you can get 1 million people to see your, you know, article, if you get 1 million people to say, hey, can you, click on this link, you know, out of 1 million people, you might get, let's say if you get 3%, that's great. If you get 10%, that's wonderful. You want to get the more views, the more eyeballs, the better off you will be. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Think marketing, think marketing, think marketing. Now, we will be back tomorrow with an all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.